The validation studies were then performed in large numbers of women. So the study that Soon Paik published in the New England Journal is a study that examined 668 women who participated in the landmark NSABP B14 clinical trial. We know this study and we know those patients well. That study was the study that gave us a lot of the information that has now established hormonal therapy as standard of care for estrogen receptor positive breast cancer.
And that was tamoxifen versus placebo.
Right. And what Dr. Paik and colleagues showed with regard to the 21 gene assay is that first, the recurrence score, and again, that's a score based on the expression of these 21 genes that goes from 0 to 100, was clearly correlated with the likelihood of recurrence. That if the score is low, the likelihood of distant recurrence is relatively low, as low as 3 to 4% at 10 years. And if the score is high, then the likelihood of recurrence in these node-negative estrogen receptor-positive tumors was actually almost 35%. So as we had expected, there are some individuals with node-negative estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer that actually have an outcome that's not terribly different from node-positive disease.
Now, these are women who also had received tamoxifen.
Yes.
So when you say 35%, that's with tamoxifen
that's
on board.
That's with tamoxifen.
Right.
The obvious next question was clearly, we had information now on the likelihood of recurrence. What about the likelihood of chemotherapy benefit? Do all women benefit equally, or do some women have a greater benefit than others? And this, again, is of particular importance for individualizing care, for making a more informed decision as to the benefits and the risks of the addition of chemotherapy. And so to do this, Soon Paik in the NSABP, with the leadership of Norm Walmark, performed a study looking at the NSABP B20 patients. Again, this was the study that established the benefits of chemotherapy, in this particular case, CMF or MF, compared to hormonal therapy alone.
So it was basically tamoxifen versus tamoxifen plus chemotherapy.
Yes.
And what did you see?
The study results were quite dramatic. We examined, again, the overall population, and as expected, there was a 4 to 5% absolute benefit of chemotherapy in the entire population. If you now broke that out according to the biology of the tumor as measured by the recurrence score, looking first at the women who had low recurrence scores, as expected, they did the best. At 10 years, 95 to 96% of them were distant recurrence free. And there was little, if any, benefit seen with the addition of chemotherapy.
Well, that's about half the patients.
And that's half the patients. The intermediate group, about a quarter of the patients, did worse. But again, if you looked at that cohort, the benefit of chemotherapy did not appear to be large. On the other hand, in the 25% of patients who had a recurrence score greater than or equal to 31, who were at the highest risk, the benefit of chemotherapy was dramatic. The benefit of chemotherapy was more than 25% at 10 years. That's the absolute benefit.
And I guess the relative reduction was 75%.
Yes.
So about three quarters of the relapses were prevented.
So clearly not all women benefit from chemotherapy equally. And clearly we're seeing a picture of breast cancer which is beginning to, I think, put together a very reasonable story that among ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer, there is a spectrum of disease. That on the one hand, there are women who have relatively less aggressive tumors. They actually have the greatest benefits from hormonal therapy and little, if any, benefit from chemotherapy. And clearly with them, our surgery, our radiation therapy, and our hormonal therapy are yielding very good outcomes. On the other hand, there are other individuals with a biology of their tumor which is different. Those with high recurrence scores, where the tumor is more aggressive, where we're seeing perhaps less benefit from hormonal therapy, but where the benefits of chemotherapy are the greatest. And clearly that changes the assessment by individuals of that key decision that we sought to influence, which was to make the decision about chemotherapy more informed. And actually in 2005, you know, there were more than 7,000 women who had the use of Oncotype DX as part of their treatment planning.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Shack, please turn to the second CD.